Well, good morning. Well, I share with you something from God's Word. Again, going back to Hebrews chapter 2.
Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. Yes, God, but God come in human flesh and a genuine human being. And that is being now stressed in chapter 2. And it's very, very important for us to get that made a little lower than the angels. Why? For the suffering of death. Jesus Christ had to suffer death. Crowned with glory and honor. The identification with humanity. That's verses 9 through 13, if you're taking notes. Second, to destroy the devil and deliver believers, verses 14 and 15. And to qualify him as a merciful high priest, verses 16 through 18. And that's kind of really what Hebrews So he had to do all this to make himself as perfect, and it just didn't make any sense to me. But the word here, perfect, means complete or finished or accomplished. And you see, Jesus Christ is the captain of our salvation, became the perfect captain of our salvation when he completed the mission for which he was sent to do, which was to suffer for our sins, to die on the cross for our sins, to rise again from the dead, that he might bring, as he might save us and bring many sons of God to glory. What a blessing. Yes, he is the captain. Literally, the Greek word means chief leader or the first goer. That all human beings descended from Adam. same family, and we have a relationship of closeness, familiarity, and love. Jesus loves us, and we love Him. It's beautiful. And then He gives a bunch of scriptural texts to prove this from the Old Testament. We see that in verses 12 and 13. He says it saying, He gives us proof text from the Old Testament. I will declare my name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church, I will sing praise unto thee. That's a quotation from Psalm 22 and verse 22. And that's the psalm where we read of the sufferings of Christ. My God, why have you forsaken me? That is a quote that Jesus Christ said on the cross. That was the experience. David is a type of suffering, resurrected Messiah who praises God from among his people as he calls his brothers in the assembly of the church. I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church. I will sing praise unto thee. Jesus attended the temple, the synagogue, and he attends churches. Christ is present here right now with us spiritually. And he gave witness of God in the very midst of men. He did that. That passage in Psalm 22 is about that. The resurrected Christ singing praise to God. A blessing. Again, I will put my trust in him. And that's a quotation also from Isaiah. A quote from Isaiah 8:7. Isaiah sees himself and his disciples who are bound and sealed as God's testimony and law as a part of a faithful remnant that look to Yahweh for salvation in the midst of a rebellious nation. Isaiah is a type of Christ who puts his trust in the Lord in the presence of his disciples. Even Jesus, as a man, put his trust in God. Even that's what